Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Valerie Hobson-Bell with Elder Care Connections is with us this morning. And Valerie, it is our yearly get-together. Good old Medicare Part D.
Absolutely. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. This is an issue, and I don't know that it's gotten any easier, but I think over the years we've all gotten used to terms, and we're sort of getting used to it.
That's funny that you say that, because as you mentioned, almost 15 years ago when we did the first Medicare Part D show.
Oh, don't even remind me.
I actually told you all there's jargon that you have to know. It's kind of like going back to college.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn these things. But it is, a lot of people are much more comfortable with it, and maybe too comfortable, because now they're not rechecking their plans every year. And it's just so important if you're interested in saving money.
Well, and that's the thing. I guess if like right now, I like my plan,
yes.
And I know that December 7th is the deadline, and my first reaction before I knew you would have been to, I like it, it's fine, but things—
Just leave it there.
Right, things could have changed.
And a lot could change. You first have to understand the formulary. That is the list of prescriptions that your plan will cover each year. They change that formulary every year. So medications that are now being covered for 2019 may not be covered in 2020.
Hmm.
So you are paying that full amount out of pocket. That's the first thing. The second thing is the monthly premiums change. Now some, I'm happy to say, goes down. The very lowest premium I've seen so far this year is $13.20 or something a month. So that's great for the premium, but then you have the prescription drugs that you have to pay for. So you have to look at all of that.
And here we've already, I'm going to try to keep track. I think although I'll lose track. Words that you never said, formulary. And I mean that's a yearly term when we start getting into this, and it's a whole new language.
That is correct. You have to understand what you're dealing with. And so you're dealing with a formulary. You're dealing with the initial coverage. And then you have what people call the donut hole or the gap period. You remember that?
Oh,
the donut hole.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
And then lastly is catastrophic coverage. So those are very important in understanding your Medicare Part D drug plan. And we have to distinguish Medicare Part D from regular Medicare. Medicare Part D is not part of your red, white, and blue card that most people carry in the wallet. This is an insurance plan that only covers your prescriptions, unless you get what is called a Medicare Advantage. That's a whole nother term to remember. Some people call that Medicare Part C, as in Charles, C.
Yeah.
Because you have Medicare Part A,
right,
which is your hospital coverage. Medicare Part B is your medical coverage, going to the doctors and all of that. And then Medicare Part C is your Medicare Advantage. That's that umbrella where you get health insurance and drugs together. Most of your plans only offer you drugs individually.
So the deadline to sign up for Medicare Part D is December 7th. And not to confuse things, all of these other, the A, B, and C, do they have a sign up, or that's...
They have open enrollment periods.
That's what I thought.
So totally separate. Yeah. So I would encourage people to either look at their Medicare.gov or SSA.gov, which is Social Security Administration. And as I always say when I come here, you can always contact Healthy Generations Area Agency on Aging, because they have SHIP counselors, which we know in our area as the VICAP counselors, Virginia Insurance Assistance. So instead of SHIP, it's State Health Insurance Program. This is Virginia Insurance.
Valerie Hobson Bell with Elder Care Connections. And this morning, you can also contact, and you can have Elder Care Connections will look
Absolutely.
Into this.
Absolutely. If you want individualized care,
yeah.
You want someone just to sit down and know what you have and counsel you on that, we can help. We're geriatric care managers, and that's part of what we do. Yeah.
And we'll talk about that, too, as we go along this morning. So it's December 7th is
that's correct
is the big date.
That is the deadline for you to change your plan. And if you've already made a change and you're not real comfortable with it, mm-hmm. you can make another change before December 7th.
Okay.
It is that last change by December 7th, which will be effective January 1. 2020.
So the person that's signed up now, they've would have gotten something in the mail that describes everything. Is that what you're...
That is correct. So once we put you into a plan, now I'm talking about when you make a change, okay?
Right.
Or you go in new, then you will get a card in the mail. That card is what you're going to take to your pharmacy, and from there, they know what your coverage is. If you do absolutely nothing, you may be able to keep your same card, or your company will actually send you a card with your same information. So one person that I helped already this year, she was with one company, but they're ending that plan, and she must not have read about it. So she was surprised to learn they were putting her in a totally different insurance company plan. So your company will do that automatically if you don't make choices and they're ending their plans. Because again, they decided their formulary would not cover enough of the people that they had. So they just shut that plan down altogether. And that put them into a different company. So
do most people have to make changes? I mean, everybody's different, I know, but on average...
Yes. To save money, the answer is yes.
That's what I wonder. I thought that.
But I've done a couple this year, and I've told them, I said, no, you don't need to make a change at all. Stay right where you are, because your medications are going to be covered, and they're going to be covered cheaper than any other plan out there can offer you.
But it sounds like in many cases, at least every couple of years, there's enough changes that go
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. I agree with that. If you don't want to do this every October 15th through December 7th, then look at doing it every 2 years, because it really can save you money. You know what my stories have been. You know, there's people whose formulary has changed so much that one woman was going to be charged $4,000 a month for one of her medications
yeah.
because it was no longer being covered, but she didn't have a clue. They do send you paperwork, but it's buried in those big manuals and things
yeah.
that they send you. So sometimes it's hard to know what's being covered and what's not.
It's a complicated thing, and we're going to talk about this morning, but it really does, it's worth your time to sit down and to analyze this.
That is correct, because over time, it could save you a lot of money.
Valerie Hobson Bell with Elder Care Connections here. Eldercareconnections.net is the website if you want
that
to get a hold
correct.
Of. Want to get a hold of Elder Care Connections. Much more coming up. Medicare Part D, our focus this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Valerie Hobson Bell here this morning. We're talking about Medicare Part D. And the December 7th date that you have to make a change. So let's just go through. Let's just be really practical here.
Okay.
Let's just say that I I've been putting this off. And so it's now, you know, where it's late November and I'm looking at that calendar thinking, I got to do something. What am I going to be looking at? And how do I start making decisions?
So, okay, let's talk about your options first. So again, with Healthy Generation Area Agency on Aging, what they've started doing is they're holding open enrollment sessions all across the region.
Okay.
So, you know, last week they might have been at Mary Washington Hospital, the week before at Spotsylvania Regional, and then maybe at Stafford. You know, I understand that sometimes this week they're down at the Marshall Center. So
look at that
they're
schedule.
They're making those available to people. And what does that mean? That means that you call and schedule an appointment, or I think sometimes they do have walk-ins. So that's just something that you need to check with HGAAA about. But it's not a charge to do this. So they will sit down with you, take the information you're bringing them, because you're going to take your Medicare card, you're going to take your ID, and then you also want to tell them which pharmacy you are actually going to, you know, do your business at. Why does that matter? Because different plans have gone into a partnership with different pharmacies. And so that affects your cost.
So you could be the out-of-network kind of thing that we deal with
insurance.
That
is correct. So let's say you go with Plan A and their premier price is going to be at Walmart. But you go to CVS. So you might pay a little higher to go to CVS where you could get your drugs extremely lower at the other one. And that goes for Rite Aid, Walgreens. I mean, it's all around. Okay. And so then you're also going to take a list of your medications with the dosage. So is it 3 milligrams? Is it 35 milligrams? And how often you take it? When they enter all of that information into the computer, which you can do at home, and I'll tell you how to do that in a minute, then the computer or the software, Medicare.gov, will spit out to you all of the different plans and which one is going to cost you what amount of money for the year.
That is so interesting. I don't know that I didn't even thought of that, but the dosage and all of that would
all
make a huge difference.
All of that matters.
Which is why then we kind of go back to, I can't just say, Valerie and I are the same age.
That's right.
I want what she's got.
And it does not work that way. Husbands and wives a lot of times do not share the same company for the plans. It is based on the medication that you need, not based on who you are or that you live together.
Or age or any of that.
So it can't be your neighbor unless you and your neighbor are on the exact same medication and the exact same dosage. So that's why it's important for both husband, wife, sisters, friends, to check it out for yourself.
Individually.
Because again, even though you might be sisters and you're saying, well, my sister does this and it works out for her, she may go to a different pharmacy. So all of that plays a role. And then your zip code matters as well. So there's some plans that might cover 22401 that may not cover 22553. So you need to really look at the whole gamut. So if you're at home and you want to try this yourself, you go to medicare.gov and then you say find 2020 drug plan. It's going to have you, this is what's different this year. They've changed the format. So it's going to have you to enroll and create an account, you know, just like you do when you want to shop online. Mm-hmm. So they want your name, a username, a password. You put in your Medicare number, your date of birth, and when you started either Part A or Part B. So you do need your card with you. Once you enter that information, it's going to have you to list your list of medications with the dosage amount, with how many you need for that month. And then you also pick your pharmacy. And that is based on your zip code. So they will give you all of the options for a pharmacy. And once you do that, it spits out all of the different plans with the premiums and how much your drugs are going to cost.
interesting because it sounds like after you set up your account, then it's just a question of you looking at what you're more comfortable with.
Absolutely. And so, you know, from year to year, you'll be able to go in and just tweak the medications because it will save your medications. You don't have to put those in, you know, new each time. Unless you want to go into Medicare.gov and not create an account. So it does benefit you to create an account. But I've told you about Healthy Generations, and I will tell you that Elder Care Connections, we do the same work. Again, it's one-on-one. We can save this information for you year after year. And a lot of our returning clients just call or email us and say, okay, check my plans for this year. If we don't make a change, there's no charge for you. But if we do make a change, then it's just a nominal fee.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and this comes out in what, middle of October?
That's correct. October 15th is when it starts.
So yes. it's a good idea to probably get onto this and just learning about this even I guess before you reach the age of 65 you ought to probably have a little bit of a working knowledge.
Well, you know, my thing has always been do your homework before you need it. It's so important. So if you just start looking at Medicare.gov, you can read up on this and you'll have a better concept, you know, of what you really need. So, or how to make it happen so you can find what you need.
Now, there's a pretty significant penalty, isn't there, if you don't sign up?
So with Medicare Part D.
Part D.
Because each of the parts can have its own penalty, okay? But Part D, it is 1% per month of when you should have signed up. I know it gets a little complicated. And it's based on what the national monthly premium was at the time that you should have signed up. So let's say that it was $35 a month. And so it would be 1% of the $35 for each month that you should have signed up. And you pay that for life.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
it's
your
a life
penalty
kind of thing.
Is for life, unfortunately.
Well, then you better do it.
So you need to sign up when you turn 65, if you're no longer working, or if you're still working and you're covered. But this is the key. You have to be covered by your group health insurance plan, either yours or your spouse's. So they will give you a certificate of coverage, and you need to hold on to that for every year so that you can prove that you were covered. So when that stops, that's when you must get into your Medicare
you jump
drug
into that.
Plans.
So say I sign up. And I sign up today.
Yes.
So I guess it is January 1st when it actually takes effect.
That's correct.
What if in like May, my everything changes?
You
with me.
Get a new medication, and you're no longer taking the ones you were. Unfortunately, you're stuck with that plan
until.
So you may be paying out of pocket for some of those medications. Yeah.
Okay.
You can only make changes when there's life changes going on. That means you move out of your region, okay? Or maybe through a divorce, you're no longer covered on your spouse's plan, or you have retired. So all of these are life changes.
Yeah.
In a retirement plan, maybe the whole plan has ceased to operate any longer.
That's a life plan.
That's
a life
correct.
Situation.
So in that situation, you have 63 days to make a change. But that's the only way.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to wait until that October 15th through December 7th being effective January 1.
Yeah. So, okay. That makes
all
sense.
All right.
If your medical situation changes, you're stuck until the next year.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. However. If you go to a professional, then we can tell you about assistant plans that are still out there that may help with that medication because your insurance does not cover it. So if it's a high-costing medication, then we might be able to see if there's a prescription assistance plan to help with that.
So Valerie, what if I sign up? What if I get all signed up? I look at it and that's my plan. That's what I fall in.
Sure.
And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I'm going to have trouble paying for this.
Ooh, okay. Then we look at your income and also what do you have in assets.
Okay.
And there is a program. It's called Extra Help. So Extra Help will actually help pay for the premium or make your monthly premium go down to nothing. But it just depends. It depends on how much your assets are and how much your income is.
Okay, so there is something out there.
But there is some help out there for folks who really can't afford it.
More on Medicare Part D. That's our focus this morning. Valerie Hobson-Bell is with Elder Care Connections. ElderCareConnections.net is the website. December 7th is the deadline to get signed up for the next year. And again, it takes effect January 1st.
Correct.
More coming up on Town Talk. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Valerie Hobson-Bell is here. She stays here. We continue to talk about Medicare Part D when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Valerie Hobson-Bell is here this morning. She's with Elder Care Connections. ElderCareConnections.net is the website that you can find out more information about what's going on. As you well know, we've talked in the past because when I used to laugh about life begins at 50.
Did you?
I
oh,
did.
Yes.
And you kept saying to me, it's one of these days, and now that's life begins at 50 is in the mirror.
As an advocate for seniors, I always try to get everyone to understand all of us are aging.
Yeah.
You know, whether
you don't
you're
think
10
about it.
Or you're 50, we lay down and we wake up each morning, we're a day older.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
No, exactly. And I think you over the years, Valerie, have been really good at about just being able to explain a lot of these things in real, just normal language. But also the underlying message that you always have is be thinking ahead. Be thinking about care because yes. whether it's yourself or
That's
your
correct.
Parents
yes.
or family members, siblings, in some way, you're going to probably be dealing with some of these issues.
I cannot stress it enough. And let's put it in simple terms. When we have a baby, we know that within the next 5 years, we need either a daycare or we need a school system for them. And we tend to do all sorts of educating ourselves to learn what's out there, what's available. And that's a great thing. So then the other end of the spectrum is, as we age, we're going to need some assistive type of service.
And many of us don't even think about
and
that.
And we need to do the same thing. Like you said, whether we're doing it for ourselves or we're doing it for our parents, you know, our in-laws, our loved ones, our church members, we need to look at things ahead of time before we need it. Because when that moment comes, you're in a crisis and you're not going to make clear decisions. So if you do some education, you make decisions based on knowledge. And usually you're making the better decision.
Yeah.
So whether, you know, sometimes we do shows about just what services are in our community. So we might be talking about home care. We might be talking about assisted living or nursing home. In this situation, we're talking about an insurance plan that is going to cover your prescriptions. But this is something you have to do for the rest of your life. And remember, I had a person once, I think she was 94 years old. She was on no medications. And her son said, I don't want to get a plan. And all I did was explain that, okay, you don't have to get that plan, but just know that if next month, next year, she gets on medications, then you are going to have that penalty. So sometimes you just have to weigh out which is better. Do I not get a plan and pay the penalty, or do I get the lowest plan out there at $13 a month and never pay out anything because you're not getting any prescriptions? So it just depends on your situation. And I also have had veterans do the same thing. Because if they go to the VA hospital, they can get their medications for free. But some of them can't go on a regular basis. They just can't make that distance.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you would want to get the lowest Part D plan so that you're in that system.
I think I never even thought of that, but I would think that you would want to. I would think you would probably advise get the low one just because you've got a foot in the door.
That's correct. But there's other things to consider. Like I said, with the woman who was 94, I would go with no plan.
Okay.
Because what is the chance of her paying a penalty for a really long time? So it just depends on each individual situation.
I guess, you know, that's the key thing. And if you do have a complicated situation, maybe you do need to come to someone like Elder Care Connections for someone to sort through a lot of this.
That is correct. To sit down with a professional. We sit down with professionals for a lot of other things. My goddaughter right now is getting ready to paint her living room. You know, it's over $700. That's an investment for her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's sitting down and she's talking about colors and she has a professional who's coming in. Why don't we do that with our individual health?
We don't. Yeah. You're right. As we age, we just seem to figure it'll take care of itself. You're so right that so much is spent. We spend so much time with babies.
That's right.
But as at the other end,
and
we just figure
the rest of our lives,
it'll work out. And unfortunately, sometimes it falls on family members that end up having to figure this out.
Absolutely, having to figure it out, and sometimes having to help pay. You know, I've seen that as well. The parents got into the wrong plan, and now they can't afford the medication, but they also don't get the extra help. And so it's the adult children who are helping with this. So if you're going to end up helping to pay, why not help get them into the right plan?
I don't think we've ever talked about this, and this is a totally different from Medicare Part D, but what do you advise people? Because I know in my grandmother's case, she had nursing home insurance.
Yes.
That I had heard that afterwards I heard that my family talking about that was a great thing
very
to
helpful.
Have and to have looked ahead at those kind of things. And I guess, again, it's a case-by-case basis.
It really is. And so what it's called now is long-term care insurance. And hopefully, if you get a good policy, that's going to cover home care, so care coming into your home, as well as the different levels outside your home, assisted living, nursing home, you know, because it is tremendous cost. For our area, you're looking at close to $8,000 a month for assisted living cost.
A month?
A month. Now, there's variations. If you get a shared room, you may only be paying $4,500 a month. But it's still a lot going out.
That is a lot. Yeah, it is.
For a nursing home, if you have to pay out of pocket, you're looking over $10,000 a month. So you really, and at-home care, people think it's cheaper to stay at home. Again, that is only if you have other support services in place. But that's a whole nother show,
that's
Ted.
That's a whole nother
and
show.
And I can tell you all about it. Yeah.
Which in the new year we should, because
yes.
I remember a couple of years ago, and then since then, everyone has backed up what you've said. I remember saying to you, in this area, let's talk about nursing homes. How are we? And you said, it's woefully inadequate. And you hear that now over and over again.
That is correct. And mostly what that is about the people who cannot afford that $8,000 a month. You know, I work every day, Ted, and I could not afford $8,000 a month. So that means I'm going to need help to pay for my long-term care, which other people know that as Medicaid, you know. So there's help out there, but you do have to spend down what you have to pay for your care.
Yeah.
So
I remember a few years, I mean, the story, one of the stories that you tell every year is dealing with a person who was looking at all of these issues and said, I'm a rocket scientist and I don't understand this.
Yes. Oh, I love that one because he was a very intelligent individual, PhD.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I'm sure you hear this all the time. He said, but I literally am a rocket scientist. He said, I'm trying to help my mother figure out this plan. And he was lost.
Yeah.
You know, he went to Medicare.gov and he just could not seem to figure out all the different aspects that go into choosing a plan.
Yeah, so it's not that easy. It's just
that is why businesses like Elder Care Connections come up, because we know that there's a void out there to help people with their aging issues, the questions that they have throughout. You know, it is a lot.
Well, and you're especially good at, because in so many of our cases, we're here, but our family's elsewhere.
That's correct.
And sometimes, you know, hours and hours and time zones away.
And, you know, nowadays we can make our websites look amazing. Yeah. So when, you know, young people now want to go on the computer to find everything. So you find this service that you think is going to be great for mom and dad. It's really being run out of somebody's basement, but you don't even know because
they got a great website.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if you get a geriatric care manager in the area where mom and dad is, they can tell you what they've heard about the various businesses. A geriatric care manager should keep their finger on the pulse of who's doing a service well. So they're able to tell you and give you choices. You know, it's not about what you heard or the best commercial that you saw. Because there's one out there with Joan London that I cringe every time I see that commercial. That is not a good service for a lot of people. But Joan London is telling you that it is, and you're trusting that.
It sounds very right. It sounds very good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, yeah, that's why it's important to get a local person, a local professional who knows that area. So, yeah.
So I'll just use me as an example of where of having family members in another state.
Yes.
If I came to you locally, would you be able to from here or would you find someone where my family lived?
If we're talking about services in terms of long-term care services, I would refer you to that area, and I would help you actually find someone in that area from the National Association of Geriatric Care Managers.
And you would know what to ask, and you would—
That is correct.
That's where you—
And what to look for, you know, how long have they been in business, what are their topics that they cover, and those sort of things. But by the same token, if we're only talking about a drug plan, I can use that zip code and see what's available in that area for those prescriptions.
Okay.
So as long as you have the prescriptions, you have the information from that Medicare card, I can definitely help you find a plan for any place in the United States.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
In my case, I would look upon you as I know you, I trust you.
That's correct.
And you're able to find out that kind of thing.
That is correct, yeah.
Has the Affordable Care Act, and there's so much going on with healthcare on the national level right now. I'm sure that's affected. Has that affected a lot in this?
Well, it did early on, because part of the Affordable Care Act is that the donut hole, that gap period, is starting to close.
That's right. So yes. I remember us talking about that.
That's helpful. A lot of people don't know that goodness actually came out of that. I know it's a lot of bad. But the goodness is, over the course of 11 years, the donut hole is closing to be very little. that you have to pay out of pocket when you reach that. And this year, and this amount changes every year, this year you get into the donut hole when your prescription coverage amount, the prescriptions itself, reaches $4,020. So once you've reached that amount, you fall into the donut hole. So, and that amount is lessening that you have to pay out of pocket.
We're talking now Medicare Part D this morning with Valerie Hobson Bell with Elder Care Connections. ElderCareConnections.net is the website to find out more.
And we have a phone number.
What is your phone number?
540-419-4387.
419-4387.
Correct.
For information on that. And again,
thank
December
you.
7th is the deadline, and you, like anything, you don't want to keep putting this off because that last week or so, whether it's you or Healthy Generations or whoever, there's probably going to be...
We're going to be busy,
You
know, getting everybody else in. However, you do have until 12 midnight on December 7th. So some of us don't get a lot of sleep that day.
I am sure. It's like filing taxes. You put it off and you put it off.
That's right.
I know you in the past too. You have said that when this comes out on October 15th, to wait a few days.
Yeah, I always like to wait just to make sure we get the bugs out of the system.
Right.
You know, like this year, they've changed the whole format when you go in. It's new, so I didn't even try to enroll anyone until after the first couple of weeks, you know, because when there's issues, then they know nationwide and they're trying to fix things. So I just wait and start, you know, maybe the very beginning of November is when I start checking people's plans.
Well, and the other thing, and we've touched on just that plans do change and evolve, and I'm sure what we're looking at in our area right now is probably far different than it was even was 5-10 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. And there's less of them. When we first started out, everybody wanted to be a part of it. And understand now, this is insurance. And so it's insurance companies that has these plans. And a lot of the insurance companies, and let's just pick Anthem because everybody knows that name. Anthem had three different plans when we first started. And now they may be only down to two because over time they've seen that they can't make as much money.
Yeah.
So they lessen the number of plans that they offer. So, and a lot of them have just stopped serving Medicare Part D at all.
The thing I like about when you come in and we talk about this, Valerie, is you're positive. You know, you know what you're talking about, in it because this is the kind of thing that you just don't want to have to. I mean, it's scary because all of us. I don't want to be sitting across from you and you saying, I know in the past year, you know, you've had to pay 20. Well, you know, it's going to be 200 this year. But that does happen sometimes.
It does. I have noticed a theme this year. The premiums seem to be a little lower, which is nice.
Yeah.
But then what you're paying out in drug cost, that can kind of even it out. So, you know, that's why I say all the time, we have to look at all of the ramifications. Where are you getting these medications? You know, yes, you may like Giant, but Giant might not be the best for the plan that you have. So we have to look at all of that together. And I do. Sometimes I have people that will still say to me, I don't care. I'm not going to leave Giant. So what I do is try to find the best plan that works with Giant. And that might mean that they're paying more monthly for that.
Oh, I'm sure you hear. My family's always gone to Walgreens. You know, we're, you know.
My sister. She loves Walgreens.
Yeah, but sometimes it's, I'm sure it's frustrating because, you know, you can get it over here for so much, for, you know.
Sometimes I do want to shake people and say, really, you want to make that decision? But it is your choice. And I'm okay with that. That's why I love being an advocate for folks, because my job is to give you the information, to give you your options, and then I do what you tell me you want to do. We're fine with that.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up with Valerie Hobson Bell. Early on, you gave a whole lot of you laid it all out of all the different things you could look at, and we will go through all of that because again, December 7th is the Medicare Part D deadline, and we will wrap this up and let you know all that you need to be doing between now and then. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Medicare Part D with Valerie Hobson Bell with Elder Care Connections, eldercareconnections.net or 540-419-4387. You mentioned there's a lot of helps around here if someone needs in various levels, and it's kind of a you get what you pay for kind of things is what it probably comes down to. But December 7th is the deadline, and that's when you need to have by midnight.
That is correct. So, again, Healthy Generations, they will do it. There are insurance agents who are also doing this, offering it kind of as package deals. They look at your Medicare supplemental as well.
Okay.
Those kind of things. And then geriatric care managers. So there is help out there to help you understand and get through this process.
You should have a T-shirt this time of year that you wear. Have you hugged your geriatric manager yet?
That is a T-shirt we're gonna make.
You should, because we talked about the need to have one, or at least to be thinking about it. And this time of year you really are. I mean, you're invaluable every day, Valerie. But
Thank you, Dad. This
time of year, there's a lot to this.
So first off, I do want to say for our area, I believe we're still the only geriatric care management firm that is still thriving, and we are going on our 13th year here. So there's been several to come and go.
Yeah.
But we're also called aging life care coaches. That's a little much. So we just stuck with geriatric care manager. But I bring that up because the national website is Aging Life Care Association. And that's how you find someone to cover your area across the United States.
Okay.
And so we have Meg Pemberton, who also, she's an RN, so she's a nurse, but a geriatric care manager as well. So we're really happy to provide that to the...
You and Meg are aging life care coaches.
That's correct.
Can't remember. Have you hugged your aging life care coach today yet? Also, you mentioned, is it SSA.gov for information?
Social Security Administration. You can get some information, as well as Medicare.gov.
Yeah. So that will give you information. And again, just because you like your plan this year and you're happy with it, you may be, and it may be the best plan for you today, but come January 1st, there could be changes.
That is correct. You know, all I can say is take the time, get a professional to help you if you don't have the time to go and sit and do it yourself, or go to the enrollment sessions. But either way, we can help you save money over the year.
And I guess one of the other things, Valerie, is you may still have parents, and it doesn't hurt to check with your parents or siblings to say, hey, have you done this yet? December 7th is the deadline, you know.
I just think that's helpful. I mean, that's what family is about.
Yeah.
Making sure that we stay covered, whether it's insurance, which this is, for our health or for our drugs. We need to have that conversation. And the holidays are coming up. So what better time when you're sitting at the table, hey, Mom, did you have your Medicare, your Part D plan checked this year?
And one of a red flag would be if any of your family says, we're good, we like our, yeah, either that or, either that or we like our plan.
We're just going to keep our plan. Yeah.
And that would be, have you checked, you know, is that best for you?
That's correct. understand that changes can happen.
Well, Valerie, thank you. This is, we do this every year, and you provide just a ton of great advice on this. And you and Pat Holland will be here in about a month or so, and we're going to talk about things you notice with aging when you go home for the holidays. So we'll do that.
Correct.
Again, 540-419-4387, eldercareconnections.net. Medicare Part D, December 7th is the deadline. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for listening.
I enjoyed it.
To Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.